guys, welcome back to the After Class Show. It's your host, Abby. If you're coming back and you've already listened to the show before, welcome back. If you're new, welcome. Hope you enjoy. This week, I had in mind, I was going to do a little playlist of a little throwback, a few throwback songs, kind of talk about some songs that I listen to that are a little bit older, but I was scrolling through my playlist just on my Spotify, and I found a playlist that I made this weekend that I actually just love. It's just like all these artists and stuff I've been listening to. So I thought, you know what, we'll save the older playlist for next week. I just wanted to show you some stuff that I've been listening to recently. Some artists that, obviously all these songs aren't new. Some of them are old. Not too old, but I think it is kind of similar to last week, more mellow vibe. If you can't tell, that's the kind of stuff I love to listen to just normally. So I thought I would share some stuff with you. Some of the artists we got in here are Hozier. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, actually. We got Noah Kahan, Role Model, Harry Styles, which actually, I'm very disappointed in myself, but I haven't played Harry Styles on the radio yet in all the weeks that I've been here, which is very surprising. I would have thought that I would have played him because he's one of my favorite artists, and I think he's just so, so talented. So I thought it was weird that I'd never played him on the radio, so I thought, oh my goodness, I have to add something this week, so I did. We have Lizzy, another Hozier song. Phineas, if you don't know who Phineas is, that's Billie Eilish's brother. He writes and produces all of her stuff for her, and they collaborate on everything. It's just the two of them, which I really love. But he came out with an album, and I thought I would play a song that I found off of it that I really love. And then Tiny Habits. There's an artist named Alfie Jukes, who I don't think many people will know. His stuff isn't very popular, but this is a song I found a few years ago that I really love, and I rediscovered it over the weekend, so I just wanted to play for you. And then Joji, Role Model again. And then an artist named Abby Powledge, which she has a song that blew up on TikTok a little while ago that I love and I listen to sometimes. So yeah, to start it off, we're going to start with some Hozier. Obviously, I think 2 weeks ago I played the cover he did of Do I Wanna Know. This song is more upbeat a little bit. I just love his voice. His voice is so rich, and his instrumentals are just amazing. So I thought I would play the song From Eden from his self-titled album. So here's From Eden to get us started this week. I love when artists mix it up and make sure that the drum beat actually aligns with the melody of the song, and he did that exactly, and he did it perfectly, which I love in the chorus. Also, another thing about Hozier's music, just in general, he has the best kind of airy and light electric guitar sound, and it makes just, you normally hear it in the intros of the songs, and it kind of carries throughout, and it's just like one of the best things in his music. To me, it's just so kind of freeing, and he has such a rich voice, and it's quite deep in his chest, but he makes a lot of music that's very, you know, upbringing and just, you know, positive, which is nice to see. The next song I'm going to play is called Maine by Noah Kahan. I actually learned how to play this on the guitar the other week, and it's one of my favorite things to play now. It's such a beautiful guitar intro. Just, it's not too hard. I thought it was going to be a lot harder when I learned it, but I picked up on it pretty quickly, and I've been playing it a lot for the past few weeks, just in my free time, you know, as a way to kind of settle in. Guitar is obviously one of my favorite things to listen to. I love songs that are centered around guitar, especially acoustic guitar, but also being able to play it is such a gift, and I'm so grateful that I am, because it's kind of a way for me to, you know, just like let loose, and I feel most comfortable, I think, when I'm playing the guitar. It's just something that's always been one of my favorite things to do. I play a lot of instruments, but I would have to say the guitar is probably my favorite. So yeah, Maine is a great song, and Noah Kahan is really great. I've only really discovered like a lot of his music recently. I feel like everyone knows Stick Season because that blew up last year, but he's got a lot of great stuff. So I've just been looking at his discography recently. And I have a friend who listens to him a lot, so it's been great to kind of get into his music. But yeah, I found Maine only recently, but since I've been kind of hooked on it and listening to it a lot, so here's Maine. I really love the guitar in that song. Obviously, the acoustic picking at the beginning is amazing, and then the way that he just goes into that really intense strumming, and it just carries throughout the song, is really amazing. Obviously, great song. And the next song I'm going to play is kind of the first two songs, the vibe is kind of, you know, it's still acoustic, but it's very intense. There's a big build in the song. This next song by Role Model called Something Somehow Someday is a very mellow, laid-back song. So kind of now just settle in, settle down. We've kind of gotten into the more mellow part of the playlist. But this song is really great. Role Models, actually, I discovered him, I want to say a little over a year ago. I discovered him through his girlfriend at the time, Emma Chamberlain, who is a influencer. But now he's actually opening for Gracie Abrams, so I am super grateful that I get to see him in July. He's also coming to Toronto in March, so I'm still trying to see if I can get tickets for that, because I do love a lot of his songs, especially his most recent album called Kansas Anymore. If you haven't heard it or you haven't heard of him, you should definitely check it out. He's just great. He has a lot of great songs. So here is Something Somehow Someday. I really love the lyrics to that song, and obviously the background instrumental is just the acoustic guitar again, which is something I gravitate towards. But the lyrics on this one are really just amazing, and it's kind of cool to say, you know, people can be different, and kind of that thing of opposites almost do attract. And obviously he wrote it from his perspective, so he is the guy in the situation, just kind of saying that, you know, I'm a mess and you're kind of just the perfect person, but maybe we can work out. And I think that's a really amazing thing. The next song I'm going to be playing is Harry's song called Little Freak. This is probably, well, it's definitely my favorite song off of Harry's House. I don't know if it's my favorite Harry Styles song. I think it would have to be probably top five, though. But it's definitely my favorite off of Harry's House, his latest album, which was amazing. I didn't get the chance to go to the concert, sadly, when he came for Love on Tour. But me and my dad lined up and went to the pop-up, which was really fun. It was a really good experience. We were in the line for a long time, and we talked to a bunch of people, and we listened to the music, and we got merch, and it was just a whole experience, and it was really fun. So I'm really glad I got to go with him to that. That was really cool. And I just listened to Harry Styles with both my parents all the time and my friends. I have so many friends that love him. I have friends that went to the concert too, which is really cool. But yeah, he's just like such an amazing artist. And obviously I grew up listening to One Direction. I was grateful enough to be able to go to their concert when I was a kid. Thank you, Mom and Dad, obviously, because I can't even imagine. You know, now we might not get a reunion. So I'm grateful that I got to see especially all five of them up on stage together. But yeah, ever since then, I've listened to all of their solo careers, but I think that I gravitate the most probably towards his and Zayn's. I also listened to Niall a little bit. But yeah, I definitely, since they started their solo careers, I've been listening to Harry's stuff since the beginning. So it's great to see him grow. Obviously, he's taking a break now, but everyone's hoping that he's going to come out with that fourth album pretty soon. I definitely am too, but obviously wish him all the best in his kind of journey, hoping he's taking some time off because he was touring for almost 3 years straight, I think, which is just insane. You don't hear that ever. And it was back-to-back days. You know, he didn't do the thing where he play a show every weekend like Taylor did with the Eras Tour. He was playing every other night. He was traveling one day, playing another day, which is just insane. I don't know how he never got sick. He never canceled a show. He's just a superhuman, I think. But anyways, here's Little Freak. That's such a great song. I love so many of the lyrics in that. Even just a little line of, I'm not worried about where you are, just thinking about you. It's just a nice little reminder of, you know, like you can miss people, you can think of people. It doesn't mean you haven't moved on. But, you know, every person that was a part of your life had an impact on you, positive or negative. And, you know, you carry that throughout your life. And I think it's cool to see that you are kind of a result of everyone that has interacted with you in your life. You know, obviously you have your own personality and you have the things about you that doesn't change, but you know, every person comes and goes and teaches you new things, and you pick up on little things from them, and you're just a kind of a combination of everyone you've ever, you know, loved and interacted with in your life. So I think that's a cool thing to even just think about. But again, great song by Harry. The next one is Spring Into Summer by Lizzie McAlpine. I played a different song off of her deluxe album last week called Soccer Practice. This week I thought I would play Spring Into Summer. This one currently is blowing up on TikTok right now. She has had a few songs that are just, they come out like years before, but somehow TikTok picks up on them years after, or for this one, months after, but still, I think it's interesting. They just find a little snippet of the song and it becomes trending. So this is a great song. I'm really glad this one is trending right now. It's a beautiful song. But yeah, it's definitely, the lyrics are really cool. It's similar to Little Freak, kind of just like saying, you know, you were a great part of my life and a big part of my life, and you always kind of will be. So here's Spring Into Summer. That's a really great song. I love how it kind of mellows out in the middle and then it goes down and fully ends. Then you hear little 1, 2, 3 from little backing vocals, and it goes into this big instrumental for, I think, the last almost minute and a half of the song. But I think it's a really cool part to it. And a lot of the song is really cool, especially the lyrics in the first half of it, kind of reminiscing over a past relationship, saying you were a part of my life for so long that it's like so hard to move on and let go. And I think that's a valid thing that a lot of people experience. So it's cool for someone to finally kind of put it out there and be like, you know what, like, we were together for so long that how can I just move on from this? But yeah, the next song I'm going to play is a song by Hozier called Would That I. It's from the album Wasteland Baby. And this is a song that I've known for a while, but I keep coming back to. I spoke about a song that I learned on the guitar that I played for you earlier. This song I'm trying to learn, it's in a different tuning, which throws me off. That's the one thing that I don't like doing, is retuning my guitar to play a different song. But, you know, it's such a great song that I think I'm going to have to do it, because I keep listening to it. I've had it kind of in different playlists that I've been listening to for a few years now, but recently I've been playing it a lot more than I used to. So yeah, it's a really great song. It has a really kind of, he starts belting in the chorus, but the verses are so light. And I talked about it earlier when I played another one of his songs. He just kind of has that really airy electric guitar feel. I'm not sure if this song does have electric guitar. I think it's just acoustic as the intro, but there's his other songs that have that really airy electric guitar. They're just amazing. But anyways, here's Would That I. Love the little build-ups in that song to the chorus, and just the kind of belting that he does in the choruses specifically. Next song I'm going to play is called For Crying Out Loud. This is by Phineas, so I talked about it a little bit earlier. He is Billie Eilish's brother. He writes and produces all of her stuff with her, which I really love, their kind of sibling dynamic and the fact that they just do everything together and they don't really do other collaborations. I think it's cool. But he just released an album. Haven't listened to the whole thing, but I did see a snippet of this and decided to give it a listen, and I ended up loving the song. It's called For Crying Out Loud. And he's just a really great artist. He's really underrated. He does backing vocals for Billie on tour. Obviously, Billie's touring now with a full band. She's never done that before. It's always been her brother and a drummer, but now she is doing it on her own for the first time without her family being there, because her parents would also come to all of her tours because, you know, both of their kids were there. So it's definitely different for both of them now. He's got his own solo stuff. He's touring too right now, which is really cool to see. But this song is really cool. I really liked it. It's a cool vibe to it, so I wanted to play it for you guys. So this is For Crying Out Loud. Love the kind of funk vibe to that song. I think it's really cool. He has a great voice, a really great voice. Very, very raspy, almost sounds like a cry sometimes, which I really love when artists have that kind of sound to their voice. The next song I'm going to play is called Hemingway. This is by Tiny Habits. I had the pleasure of seeing them live open for Gracie's Good Riddance tour, which was just an amazing concert, my favorite concert ever. But yeah, they have a lot of great music. I didn't know them until the night that I went to the concert. I chose to not listen to them beforehand because I wanted kind of a fresh start with them, just to see if I liked them live and then see if I'd listen to their music after. But they were incredible. Oh my goodness. They have the best harmonies ever. It's a group of three, and they're all vocalists, and they are just incredible. All their stuff, the harmonies and everything, is so, so, so magnificent. And I just really love this song, Hemingway. I would say it probably isn't my favorite Tiny Habit song, but I thought that it just fit this playlist more, so I thought that I'd play this one instead of my favorite song. But yeah, here's Hemingway. Yeah, as I was saying before, the melodies in all their songs are amazing, as you can hear in that song. They're just absolutely beautiful, but they have just a great way of blending together, and live, they're even better, I promise you. If you have the chance, you should definitely see if you can see them live. If not, definitely check out their music. If I had to recommend one artist from this week, it would probably be Role Model or it would be Tiny Habits. They're both incredible artists. The next song is called Spiderwebs. This is a song by Alfie Jukes, which I expect most of you to not know. I found this song, I think, 2 years ago. Just scrolling through TikTok, he was promoting it. Not a lot of people. I don't believe there's a lot of streams on this song, but it's a really great song. He has such a low voice. His register is very low, but he has such an amazing voice, and it's very earthy. And the song has an interesting instrumental, too. I know that there's guitar and piano in it, but I'm not exactly sure. I think there's a layer of synth in there, too, that adds an extra element to it. And it's just a very, not even mellow song. It's just low in terms of register for everything. It's a very low song. I don't know if that's the right word, but I know that's the right word when I'm talking about his voice. His voice is very low. But even the instrumental, it just seems very, very, you know, earthy. So it's an amazing song, and I wanted to share it with you guys. So here's Spiderwebs. Yeah, as I said before, it's a really great song. The kind of little trumpet instrumental solo in the middle is something that I really love about that song. The next song, we have just a little bit under 10 minutes left, so I'm going to play two more songs. I had three in mind, but I'm just going to play two because we don't have enough time. The next one is another Role Model song. It's called Oh Gemini. One of my favorites by him from his album Kansas Anymore. So same album that I played before. This song, again, is more laid back from the album. He has some mellow songs, some more upbeat. He has a kind of little cool twangy vibe to his more upbeat songs, so I definitely recommend to check it out. But here is Oh Gemini. That's a really amazing song. Obviously, the lyrics are really cute. He has a lot of really amazing songs with a lot of great lyrics in them, especially on Kansas Anymore, kind of reflecting off of his past relationship that he had with the influencer I mentioned before, Emily Chamberlain. This last song that I'm going to play is by Abby Powledge. It's a song called The Way That I Am. Blew up on TikTok a little while ago, and since then I've been listening to it. It's a really amazing song, just talking about, you know, a lot of people think, oh, I'm not getting into a relationship, and maybe that means people don't like me, and you know, I'm not kind of seen in that light, and people don't view me as like a romantic partner, and blah, 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 blah. And this song is just a reminder, and the main lyric in it is, someone will love me the way that I am. And I think that's just a really nice reminder to hear, and a really great thing, because there's a lot of music about breakups and love that's about kind of the downside of it and how it goes wrong and how everything can kind of fall apart. But this is kind of just saying, you know, you don't even need to be in love, but someone will love me the way that I am one day, and they will come into my life, and it will all be worth it. And the wait will be worth it. And, you know, it's a really nice reminder at the end of the day. So here is the final song of the day, called The Way That I Am. So I think that's a great way to end off today's show with that song. A nice little reminder to send you off to the rest of the week until you're back next week, hopefully on Wednesday, to listen again. Obviously, next week I said I'm going to do a little bit of a throwback playlist. Hopefully I'll stick to it. I've been wanting to do that for a few weeks, but I've been putting it off and just playing different playlists and stuff that I've been listening to recently. But yeah, it's very cold outside again this week, so make sure you're all bundled up. Hope you're listening to all the music you love. Hope you loved this playlist, and can't wait to see you guys next week. So stay safe and have an amazing week. Bye, guys.